Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. And will you please join with me in your hearts in a word of prayer? Heavenly Father, we thank you for this place, this good place of training for your people, for your prophets, for your servers, for your ministers. We ask that your Spirit generates within us a new appreciation for your promises and for your original chosen people, the Jewish people. In the name of Jesus, Yeshua, amen. The text for my brief words this morning are from the reading, "As for you, always be steady, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry." Over 25 years ago, I was at this seminary in Springfield, Illinois, and I remember Professor Aho preaching from this same text, and I count it a privilege to talk to you from that text this morning. But I speak to you from this text from the perspective of a missionary to the Jewish people. I'm a missionary to the Jewish people for the Florida, Georgia district based in Orlando, Florida. And so it is from that perspective that I speak to you. God tells us through Paul to always be steady. And when I think of being steady, I think of a ship that has to steer a steady course. And to be an evangelist to the Jewish people, a missionary, you need to keep your focus and not be blown off course, because the Jewish rabbinical community opposes what we do as missionaries to the Jewish people. There is an organization, an anti-missionary organization called Jews for Judaism. They don't like what I do and what the other missionaries to the Jews do. But we have to keep our focus. We have to be steady and stay on course. And some Christians will say, why bother with the Jewish people? They're lost. They had their choice. They had their chance. But we don't say that. And some other Christians of mainline denominations say it's wrong to preach the gospel to Jewish people because Judaism is for the Jews and Christianity is for the Gentiles. And praise God, I'm proud of my denomination, the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. We don't say that. Endure suffering, God tells us through Paul, through his letter to Timothy. This is not a popular ministry. It's a misunderstood ministry. And there is considerable rejection, not only from Jewish people, but from Christians as well. I'm thinking of one of the first Missouri Synod missionaries to the Jews who operated in New York City. His name was Daniel Landsman. And he would go to the tenement houses trying to visit Jewish people, and sometimes they would pour cauldrons of boiling water down on him because they didn't like what he was doing. But his ministry, in spite of persecution and suffering, was successful. Do the work of an evangelist. And the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod is doing it. We have a task force on witnessing to Jewish people. We have a missionary society, Lutherans in Jewish Evangelism, and we have 5 missionaries to the Jewish people, 4 of which are here today. And their ministries are called Apple of His Eye. We call them Apple of His Eye because God in Zechariah chapter 2, verse 8 says that the Jewish people are the apple of his eye, that precious, important, essential part of your eye, the pupil. And so we minister in the context of love and understanding, but also with boldness and with chutzpah to the Jewish people. This evening at 7 o'clock in Leahy Hall, room L7, there's going to be a special gathering where all these missionaries and others will speak to you about their ministries, and there will be materials available for you. In fact, the missionaries are here, and members of the board of directors of Lutherans and Jewish Evangelists. I'd like them to stand now. Stand in the pew. I'm not going to introduce you. We can do that tonight. My best friend is Jesus, and his name in Hebrew is Yeshua. Jewish people are responding to the gospel in our times. It's like the first Christians. You know, from the book of Acts, there were 3,000 Jewish people came to faith in Jesus on the day of Pentecost. Pentecost being a Jewish holiday, but it was the first Messianic Pentecost. And then 5,000 Jewish people came to faith in Jesus Christ. And today it is a worldwide movement of Jewish people responding positively to the gospel, like those first Christians. There are over 100 Messianic congregations in the United States and 27 in the state of Florida where I work. A Messianic congregation is a Christian church, a congregation of Bible-believing Jewish people and some Gentiles who accept Jesus as their personal Savior, who believe in the Trinity, evangelicals, but they worship the Lord in a Jewish style, perhaps like Jesus did over 2,000 years ago, some 2,000 years ago. Messianic congregations, Jewish people are joining and forming Messianic congregations, and perhaps half of them are joining ordinary congregations like the ones which you and I belong. In my home congregation in Orlando, Prince of Peace, we have 4 Jewish people in the pastor's class taking instruction to become members. I was shocked at that. 2 of them I've been working with, 2 of them I knew about, but the man who's teaching the class told me the other day there are 2 more. I didn't even know about that. Jewish people coming to faith in Jesus Christ when we share our Savior with them. Paul says to Timothy, and Paul says to me and to you, fulfill your ministry. And I don't know what your ministry is going to be. 25 years ago, I graduated from this seminary, and I was a parish pastor for 24 years. In the last year, I've been a missionary to the Jewish people. I don't know what's going to happen to you, but I know we have to live under God's grace in Jesus Christ. Because I made many mistakes as a parish pastor, and I've begun to make mistakes as a missionary to the Jewish people. But we live under God's grace in Jesus Christ. And we do not need to be crushed by guilt. We are forgiven and accepted because our Messiah, Jesus Christ, died on the cross for us. And we are willing to change if we are wrong. I'd like to tell you a story about a dear friend of mine. He's quite old now. I think he's still living. But after World War II, he started a congregation in a large northeastern United States city. And he canvassed. He went door to door trying to start this congregation. And whenever he saw a mezuzah on the door, and understand a mezuzah is a little metal box that has words from Deuteronomy 6 and Deuteronomy 11 inside. It comes from Deuteronomy chapter 6. And Jewish people put a mezuzah up on the doorpost, the right-hand side, about two-thirds of the way up, tilted slightly. And when they go in and out of the door, they touch that mezuzah as a sign of respect and obedience to God. A mezuzah, the Hebrew word means doorpost. It marks a Jewish home. And when my friend went door to door, whenever he saw a mezuzah, he bypassed that house. He, in his own words, later on in later years, confessed it as being wrong. He said it was a Lutheran Passover. It was not God's Passover. It was a Lutheran Passover. But he was sorry about it, and he confessed that sin. And the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, I think, is fulfilling its ministry to the Jewish people and is changing. You know, I've often thought that if God were to pick a denomination through which he was going to work to bring the gospel to Jewish people, the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod is a wrong denomination. Even as we might think that Saul was a wrong person to choose to bring the gospel to the Gentiles because he didn't like Gentiles. He felt uncomfortable with Gentiles. But God said, you're my man. I'm going to change you. As Lutherans, we have a good and a bad heritage of bringing the gospel to Jewish people. Luther wrote a book several years before he died called On the Jews and Their Lies, and I am ashamed to read what he wrote. He did, towards his death, repent of what he said. But that book on the Jews and their lies is known by Jewish people, and most Lutherans don't know it. But the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod is changing. God has chosen this denomination to be a leading light in bringing the gospel to Jewish people. And I praise God for that. And I am thankful and privileged to be part of apple of his eye, bringing the gospel to Jewish people. You know, I'd like to close with a word of prayer and also a statement. And it comes from a hymn in Lutheran worship, and you can look at it right now. And can you guess which number that hymn is that has a prayer for the Jewish people? Guess which number it is? It is number 1 in Lutheran worship. Take a look at it right now. Number 1, it's an Advent hymn I've always loved. But it's a prayer to Jesus, Emmanuel, God with us. It's a prayer to Jesus for the Jews, and it is a statement to the Jewish people, Israel. And if you would join in your hearts with me as we pray it, and then we speak those words. O come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel, that mourns in lonely exile here until the Son of God appear. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to you, O Israel, and may God grant it. In the name of Jesus, Yeshua. Amen.